Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Oh, oh, what a week I'm having. This darn iMovie 11 is giving me so much trouble, and I try to edit, and it keeps crashing. It's just one long day for me, but anyway, we're here to have some fun. And, let's try to do that. How about that? Clicking on things, going to promote the show. Join the chat room. Go to Blog Talk Radio and join the chat. I'll be opening up the chat room soon. Give yourself a name so I can easily identify you. It's always fun getting to the root of everything.
Milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal.
Gail Parento, I see you in the chat room. Always fun with Gail Parento. Check out her Facebook, ParentoGuidance.com. Anyway, okay, I don't know what I'm feeling today. Are we in a music mood, foreign music, or we want to have some fun? A little French, I don't know. But I love Gail Parento.
Hello, Apple Sisters. I am your biggest fan.
Hey, how'd you get in here?
I don't care how you got in here, as long as you say.
Well, aren't you nice? Would you like an autograph?
Oh, I'd love an autograph. Oh, Sweetie, you're so caring and pious.
Oh, thank you. Shut up. That's so sweet. Shut up.
And Cora, you're so beautiful, and you're just like a newspaper spreading the news.
Oh, thank you. Just shut up. Just shut up.
And Candy, you have such wonderful penmanship.
Oh, shut up.
And you're all so funny.
Shut up.
And you have great dance moves, and your hair is
nice. Oh, come
on,
shut up.
You're very topical.
Oh, shut up.
And you look good in primary colors, which is not easy to do, trust me.
Oh, thank you. Shut up.
You're just wonderful. You're the tops. You're the greatest. You're the cat's meow. You're the bee's knees.
Shut up.
Oh, Apple Sisters, I love
shut
you.
Shut up.
Thank you.
Next one's for the Mets.
Thank you. And now the comedy reflections of my young friend, Flip Wilson.
Everyone knows that Christopher Columbus discovered America, right? Everybody knows it. Even a dropout knows that Christopher Columbus discovered America. The thing is that very few people know that as a kid, this was all Columbus would talk about, discovering America. In fact, let me give you my concept of Christopher Columbus's discovery of America. See? Columbus lived as a kid in a little town with his mother and father. That was cool. He wasn't working. Had to live with his mother and father. As a kid, this was all he would talk about. The neighbors thought he was off his cookie. And he'd come by, he'd be there in the yard there playing, and they'd lean over the fence and they'd say, Christopher Columbus, what are you going to do when you're grown up? And he'd say, I'm going to discover America. Listen, you better cut that out. You know there isn't any America. You know the world is square. Chris would say, they sure are. At 35, when he'd gotten out of grammar school, he arranged an audience with the Queen, Queen Isabel, Isabel Johnson. Queen's name, Isabel Johnson, and she asked him about this America project, and Chris tells her, if I don't discover America, there's not going to be a Benjamin Franklin. Or a Star Spangled Banner in the land of the free and the home of the brave, and no Ray Charles. When the Queen heard no Ray Charles, she panicked. The Queen said, Ray Charles! You gonna find Ray Charles? Is he in America? Chris says, sure, that's where all those records come from. The Queen's excited. She's running through the halls of the castle, screaming, Chris gonna find Ray Charles. He's going to America on that boat. What you say? Chris is fucking on. She wrote him out a traveler's check. Chris runs to the local Army Navy store. He buys 3 used ships, 2 pair of fatigues, some shades. Then he got his supplies for the trip. He bought 2 chicken sandwiches, 5 cases of booze, and a small 7 small soda. He brought a small soda, 7 small sodas. Then he's ready to leave. Photographers and the reporters are all at the pier to see him off. All the girls are there, they're excited and screaming, goodbye, Columbus. He's gone on that boat. He's gone to America. Isabel was saying, she'd open one of those bottles of booze. Isabel saying, Chris gonna find Ray Charles. I said, be cool, Isabel. Will you be cool? Then he turns to the first mate. He says, weigh anchor. About 10 minutes later, the guy said, 7,482 pounds. Chris said, look, just put it in the boat, okay? Don't weigh it, just put it in the boat. When he'd gotten out of the harbor, first mate said, Chris, which way is America? Chris said, I don't know. We're going to have to sail around when we bump into it. So we better go this way. If we go that way, we'll sail off the edge like them other guys. 100 days later, the men are ready to mutiny. Chris has been goofing. He's been going through a bit like, back up, make a right, watch out for the edge. First mate says, come here, Chris. So Chris, look at me when I'm talking to you. So the men are ready to mutiny. The cabin boy said that if you don't find America in 2 days, he's going to give you a shot in the mouth. Right then, a piece of wood floats by the ship. Chris said, there's a piece of wood. So we're not far from America. That's American wood. And I know American wood when I see it. First mate said, why don't you cut that out? It's a piece of the ship. They're breaking up on it. Right then, the guy in the mast yells, land ho! Chris said, what does that mean? So that means he sees land. Well, pull over. Pull over. Maybe that's America. You guys are going to pass right by. You don't even know America. That is America. So look at all those spacious skies. Those amber waves of grain. Just dig that purple mountain's majesty. I bet there's fruit out there on the plains. It's a big holiday in America that day. Big holiday called Not Having Been Discovered Yet Day. All the Indians on the beach, they're celebrating. They got sandwiches, 6-packs, 3 or 4 bags, whatever it is they're putting in the pipe. Chris leans over the side of the ship. He says, hey, y'all, where
little Indian girl said, "Why? What's your name? What you want come around here in them ships?"
"See, my name's Christopher Columbus. I'm out discovering. Then I'm going to discover America. I'm going to discover y'all." The little Indian girl said,
"We don't want to be discovered. You can't discover nobody if they don't want to be discovered. You better discover yourself away from here."
First mate said, "Chris, they're hostile." Chris said, "Yeah, and they're mad, too." Said, "But we're going in there anyway. That's America. They can't keep us out of there. Let down the longboat." And they let down the longboat, which was really a short boat on the side of the big boat. They called it the longboat because they had a peewee boat, but they weren't going to use that. And they pile into the boat, they're heading into the shore, and men are laying down the boat because the Indians are throwing rocks, spears, flaming arrows, tree trunks. First mate said, "Chris, we better not go in there. Those Indians are crazy." Chris said, "Turn the boat around. We'll leave. We'll make a map and give it to the pilgrims. Pilgrims will fix their wagon."
Faded out or maybe passed away. This Tuesday, Movie Attic Headquarters, Betty Jo Tucker will be featuring the Rocky Horror Picture Show 40th anniversary, October 20th. And she'll have a special guest, tribute to the bizarre musical, including Barry Bostwick, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. You want to check that out. Moving right along. And let's keep the fun going, huh? How about My Dog Monty?
Let me tell you about my dog, Monty. Oh, what a pal. That damn dog's always getting between me and my gal. Every time we try to kiss or hug, along comes that big hairy lug. Let me tell you about my dog, Monty. Oh, what a pal.
Up on me, and we'll see what I can play next. I don't know. It's having a little bit of attitude. Okay. All righty now. Let's try to move some stuff along, and we'll play something else. I don't know. Maybe I can be creative on this one. Nope, it's stuck. All righty. Okay, upcoming shows I have, I will be at Gotham Comedy Club in Michelle Ballin. You know Michelle Ballin from Last Comic Standing. All right, wonderful comedian, and she's going to have a show. It's her birthday, and she'll laugh if she wants to. That's November 4th, Wednesday at 8 p.m. at Gotham Comedy Club. Make your reservations now. I'm on the bill. Kevin Meaney's on the bill. A lot of surprise guests are on the bill. It's going to be a bill of a fun show. So you want to check that out. Also, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Something happened here. I think I'm frozen in time. Gail, can you hear me? If you can still hear me. Somehow, Blog Talk Radio has frozen up. So I'm in a dilemma. Here we go. Okay, what's it saying? Having some issues? All right. Okay, don't forget, you can listen to the Mom and Pop Shop Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Okay, Gotham Comedy Club, 208 West 23rd Street, New York City, $20 cover, two drink minimum. Don't miss the show. It's going to be fantastic. Michelle Ballin and friends. I'm and friends. Very proud of that, too. Okay, all right, let's keep it moving along. Here we go with the Little Goons.
Wonderful Goons.
So, okay, the show has got about 3 minutes left. Don't forget, Gotham Comedy Club, November 4th. You want to check that out. And tomorrow, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters at 4 p.m. It's going to be the Rocky Horror Show with Barry Bostwick. So you want to be sure to tune that in. That's Eastern Standard Time. So check it out. All right. Well, we're coming to a close now, so why don't we go on about how hard today's working woman has to deal with everything.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada. When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win, and step, and hit, and clench, headlock, and dominate, and sway, and glide, and sway, and influence, kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, power play, apply negative pressure. Positive power. Use leverage, hold tight. Liquidate all night. And feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch.
Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing arbitrage.
Well, that was fun. Okay, thank you for tuning in to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. So check that out in the Nancy Lombardo Show every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.mnn.org and three channels in Manhattan. Thank you for tuning in. Have a good day.